Hi guys, what's up, good morning everyone. I hope everyone had a good night's sleep, and if you did not, well, don't worry about it because you got to make today your biosh. Okay, so I know it's been a while since I've last recorded, but I'm back and I have some good stuff for you all, so stay tuned. So more than anything, this episode is actually really personal for me. It's inspired off of a post I saw, and it was titled Five Things to Do Before You Get Out of Bed. So the structure that I'll be following while doing this podcast today is based off of this post. And the first thing on the list is to express gratitude. So me expressing gratitude would be, this month marks the last month that I'm on my lease here in my apartment that I've been in for 2 years, and I really want to show and express gratitude by the fact that these last 2 years I've been here in this home safe. Although I may have experienced some things, some trials while living here, I still had the roof over my head. In this house, I still had air conditioner. I still had in the summer, heat in the winter. I had working Wi-Fi the entire time I've been here. Thank God I had my TV. I had a nice bed to lay in every night. My own bathroom and shower. I had my own kitchen. I had a house that was fully furnished. And, you know, sometimes you take things for granted. And now that it's coming towards the end, I'm realizing, wow, you know, This was a really nice experience, and I've showed gratitude along the way, but just actually taking a step back and realizing how blessed but also privileged I am to be living here, to had been living here for the past 2 years, has been awesome. I want to express gratitude because I'm still here. Guys, we're still here. I know that you heard that song. You know, life is a highway. Some people say life is a roller coaster, and I agree. Now that I'm growing up, guys, you know, I'm getting deeper into my 20s, and I'm learning a lot more. And I'm realizing that adulting is no walk in the park. And that's just life. It's full of ups and it's full of its downs. But you have to stay on course and roll with the punches, because it is true that the universe is working on your side. And so I said all of that to say, guys, we're still here. We're still fighting. We're still breathing. We're still living to see another day, to inspire others. We're getting chances to recreate, to restart. And I think that's something worth expressing gratitude towards. I want to show gratitude towards my support system. You know, times get hard. You walk through some dark times sometimes, and you may feel alone. You may not know where to turn to. But I thank God for my support system. My support system consists of real friends and family. My real friends are people I can vent to, who are trustworthy, who are understanding, compassionate, empathetic, and dependable. And same for my family. You know, without their support and their shoulders to lean on, I can't say I would be where I am today. So God, I thank you. And I pray that you bless them in return, triple fold, for everything, everyone who has contributed to making sure I was okay. That means the world to me. And so, God, I thank you for them and their being. God, I thank you because guess what? I'm recording this episode on my phone and my bills have been paid. I haven't had to have my phone off in forever. And I thank God. I thank God for that. There's so many things, guys, to take the time out of your day and express gratitude towards. So many things. So I hope I can inspire you to just take a moment and express gratitude towards a few things in your life that you may be taking for granted or that you may not even take the time to vocally or mentally think about. Awesome. Yes, it's awesome. Next up on the list, it says, set your intentions for today. So today, I literally just had a phone interview. Today, I want to finish my drawing that I started. Today, I want to inspire somebody or uplift them. I have some business moves that I would like to get done. I have some packing that I would like to start. Yeah. So, as said before, the second step is to set your intentions for today. You may not get every single one of your intentions done, but to go ahead and think about them, to birth them, to speak them, I think is a great start. This next one is one of my favorites on the list. In modern days, as human beings, some of us can acquire really busy schedules, or some of us find ways to distract ourselves to the point we don't want to sit in silence. We don't want to face silence. We don't want to be alone. I said that to say, in the midst of that, something that we forget to do to help keep us grounded is to do this next step I'm about to speak on. This next step says, take 5 deep breaths in and out. So we're going to do that together. But before we do, I want to talk about how breathing is such a huge thing that we have to make sure that we continue to do. When you inhale fresh air, you're releasing some stuff that you have sitting within you. Continuing to breathe helps you to relax your body, your muscles, your brain, your thoughts. When you breathe, you are embracing the moment, the now. You're staying in the now. You're not thinking about what happened in the past. And you're not thinking ahead to the future. When you're in the moment and breathing, you're in the now, which is the best place to be. And that is why a lot of people practice meditation, so that they can ground and center themselves and get to a place where they are in the now and their energy is flowing within and outside. So now I'm going to take a moment with you all to do these 5 long deep breaths in and out. So here's breath number 1. Inhale. Exhale. Before we do breath number 2, I just want you all to take note that the exhale should always be longer than the inhale. So breath number 2. Inhale. Exhale. Nice work, guys. Breath number 3. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. Feels good, huh? Breath number 4. Inhale. And exhale. Breath number 5, guys. Inhale. Exhale. And that concludes my breathing segment. I hope you all, even if not before you get out of bed, in moments you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, take a moment to take a few deep breaths, inhale and exhale deeply, and see how it makes you feel. I think it'll be really good for you all. Okay, so after those deep breaths, guess what is on the list? It says smile for no reason, just flex the muscle. So I'm going to give you all 5 seconds to just smile for no reason, just flex the muscle. All right, here we go. And I hope you were smiling so big. I'm talking about honeycomb. Do you remember honeycombs, the cereal? Yes. The commercials they used to have, there was a honeycomb mouth that was humongous. And I hope you all smiled that big. I hope it made you feel better. They say smiling and laughing is good for your health. It's good for your heart. And I definitely believe that. When you're stressed and sad and frowning, you know, it is okay to embrace your emotions. But when you smile, it does something for you. Flexing those muscles just does something for you. Whether or not you want to or not, you still feel that energy off of you flexing that muscle. All right, guys, so the last step is to Forgive yourself for yesterday's mistakes. So whatever it was that, whatever goal it was that you didn't reach yesterday, or whatever disappointment you had, or whatever letdown, or whatever it was, take the time to forgive yourself for that mistake. Because today is an entire new day. And it's time to keep walking forward, not looking back. And, you know, you're here. You're showing up for yourself. This is what self-love is all about. And so even sometimes when I do this, I hug myself. Because how often do you hug yourself? You know? We give our love to other people sometimes, and we forgive others. But how often do you forgive yourself for some of the things you've done? I think that is a huge step in learning to love yourself. So guys, I hope you appreciated this. And make sure you forgive yourself, because everything is all right. Hey, I can do anything. I added that song because I'm about to wrap up the episode. But do you hear the words? Because I'm nice. It's all about affirmation, all about positive thoughts and telling yourself, you can do anything. I am enough. I am nice. You know, this episode is just curated to put out positive and good vibes for you all, and just to inspire and uplift you. So with that being said, you all, I hope you have a great morning, great afternoon, and evening. You all make the best out of today. And just know that there is so much love coming from me. So many good vibes. I hope to talk to you soon. Peace out.